From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, September 9. On-chain and off the five stories setting today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, Gemini receives Singapore payment license for crypto services. Gemini's local entity is authorized to provide digital payment token and cross-border money transfer services without standard transaction volume limits. Crypto exchange Gemini has received a major payment institution MPI license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore MAS, completing its transition from in-principle approval granted nearly 2 years years ago. On Wednesday, Gemini said the license was awarded to Gemini Digital Payments Singapore, its local entity. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing, Jack Dorsey's Block seeks OCC approval to establish National Trust Bank for Bitcoin stablecoin custody. Block is aiming for approval from the OCC to set up a National Trust Bank focused on Bitcoin and stablecoin custody. This could be a game changer for regulatory clarity in the digital asset space. If they get the green light, it might not only boost trust among users, but also pave the way for more institutional involvement in crypto custody services. This is one of those moves that could signal a shift in how traditional finance interacts with digital assets. Keep an eye on this. It could influence how other companies approach custody solutions in the future. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, third, from Cointelegraph, cybercrime ringleader Malone Lamb pleads guilty in $245 million crypto theft conspiracy. U.S. prosecutors said Lamb organized an international network that targeted cryptocurrency holders through social engineering and home break-ins. Singaporean national Malone Lamb pleaded guilty to participating in a racketeering conspiracy that U.S. prosecutors say used social engineering and home break-ins to steal and launder more than $245 million in cryptocurrency. On Tuesday, the U.S. Justice Department said that Lamb organized the international operation, identified prospective victims, and coordinated other conspirators. And then, fourth, from B in Crypto, will institutions buy crypto after Ethereum's Q3 run? Tom Lee thinks so. Bitmine Immersion Technologies chairman Tom Lee expects institutions to buy crypto after a strong quarter so far. The firm holds 5.9 million Ethereum tokens that sit far below their purchase cost. The company valued its combined crypto, cash, and equity holdings at $15.7 billion on September 7. Lee points to a quarter crypto led in the firm's weekly update. Lee said Ethereum has been the best performing macro asset during the quarter. He put its lead over the S&P 500 at 5,430 basis points through last Friday. Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Solana rank as the top three assets since June 30. Next, fifth, from Crypto Slate, crypto lobbies launch a last-minute TV campaign against banks to pass the Clarity Act. The crypto industry is launching a seven-figure national advertising campaign to rescue the Clarity Act ahead of a crucial Senate vote next week. The Senate is scheduled to vote SEP 15 on whether to invoke cloture on a motion to proceed to the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, a procedural hurdle requiring 60 votes. The measure would establish federal rules for digital asset markets and divide oversight between the Securities and Exchange Commission SEC and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Potato, Bitcoin comes below $80,000 as Fed hike odds climb. Bitfinex Alpha. Bitcoin dipped below $80,000 as strong U.S. jobs data raises the chances of another interest rate hike. Markets now put the odds of a Federal Reserve rate hike on September 16 at about 60%. According to the recent Bitfinex Alpha report, the U.S. added 162,000 jobs in August, while unemployment stayed at 4.1%. The data suggests the labor market remains strong, giving the Fed less reason to rush into cutting rates. Strong jobs data puts Bitcoin to the test. The strong jobs report pushed 2-year U.S. Treasury yields above 4.34% as markets adjusted their expectations for the Fed. And then, 7th, from U.Today, Hyperliquid Hype, Zcash CEC, Ethereum, and Shiba in U-SHIB price analysis for September 9, volatility implosion introduces new implications. Hype is currently at $82.50 after a 3.2% dip, but it's still in a bullish setup. Key support lies between $78 and $80, which is crucial for another attempt at $90. If it holds, we could see a push toward that psychological $100 mark. ZEC is trading around $1,149, continuing its aggressive uptrend from $480. However, it's overbought with an RSI of 75.8, signaling potential risk of momentum shifts. Watch for support around $1,080 to $1,100, with $1,000 as a psychological level. Ethereum is consolidating at $2,459, holding above $2,400. It's faced resistance near $2,520, $2,560, but as long as it stays above $2,345, the bullish structure remains intact. SHIB is at $0.0000541, showing some constructive recovery. It needs to reclaim the 200-day moving average at $0.0000567 to solidify its bullish stance. Keep an eye on the support around $0.0000051. $0.17. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Ethereum, link in show notes. Next, 8th, from B in Crypto. Bitcoin whales were urging friends to buy Zcash before its rally to $1,000. Zcash just crossed $1,000 for the first time in nearly a decade, and it seems Bitcoin whales were quietly pushing for this move. Dan Held, a former Kraken marketing head, shared that these seasoned investors with net worths in the 8- and 9-figure range encouraged him to buy ZEC when it was hovering between $100 and $400. They even trimmed their Bitcoin holdings to fund these trades. While the rally is impressive, Held remains skeptical. He pointed out that crypto narratives often emerge after an asset has already surged, and he sees that pattern playing out with Zcash. He also highlighted the difference in philosophy between Bitcoin and Zcash, noting that the uncertainty around Zcash's supply could be a red flag for some investors. Interestingly, the sentiment shift has also squeezed some Zcash short sellers, indicating how quickly things can change in this market. It'll take time to see if the whale's early moves were spot on, but for now, Zcash is definitely in the spotlight. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Zcash, link in show notes. Up next, 9th, from Crypto Slate. Metaplanet's Bitcoin boom quietly turned a 46 million share executive pay plan into a 319 million share windfall. Metaplanet's executive compensation plan has ballooned from 46 million shares to 319 million. Thanks to its aggressive Bitcoin strategy, shareholders are pushing back, demanding the cancellation of about 273 million potential shares added during this expansion. The plan, initially approved in early 2023, included a mechanism that adjusted the options pool alongside the company's capital needs, which skyrocketed as they built a treasury of 43,000 Bitcoin. The CEO, Simon Jurovich, recently exercised part of his options, significantly increasing his holdings, which raised eyebrows among investors. They're concerned about the dilution this creates and the implications for Metaplanet's Bitcoin per share metrics. If those extra shares were rolled back, it could enhance Bitcoin exposure per share by about 20%. While Metaplanet has capped future expansions of this pool, they haven't addressed the existing excess, leaving shareholders frustrated. There's also a governance issue brewing with MMXX Ventures, linked to Jurovich. He's acknowledged the need for better communication, but the core demand from shareholders remains unresolved. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. And then, 10th, from Crypto Briefing. Trump pushes Congress for Clarity Act as $1 billion crypto stake draws scrutiny. Trump's push for the Clarity Act could accelerate regulatory clarity in crypto, impacting market dynamics and raising ethical concerns. The post-Trump pushes Congress for Clarity Act as $1 billion crypto stake draws scrutiny appeared first on Crypto Briefing. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this saves you time, the video is free at sofote.com.